Tonight,
Lashaleyi,
we scratch the surface once again of a very deep matter.
Ninu oro to jinle kan.
It is called the mark you carry.
Ape ni ami to wa lara re.
The mark
ami
you carry
to wa lara re.
And that leads us into three scriptures.
Eleyo mu wa wonu ese oro Olorun meta.
It is from these three scriptures we are going to draw out some huge implications.
Latinu ese oro Olorun meta won yi lawo ati mu awon itumo to rin le jade.
It's important you follow us as we look at these scriptures.
O se pataki pe ko ma ba wa ka lo ba o ti se ayewo awon ese won yi.
In Genesis chapter 4,
iwe Genesis ti ori kerin
verse 15.
Ese ikaro di ni ogun.
Genesis 4:15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him.
Cain, if you bury my papa,
a mark,
I mean,
was put upon Cain,
after Cain,
so that he will not be wasted.
You want my papa issue
because he had already become a vagabond.
It will be the alarm kiri
mark,
I mean.
It's not a physical mark.
Ise ami afojuri o,
but he's carrying it.
Iba mi wa lara re.
And that keeps him secure.
Eleyi si abo fun.
Secure to suffer his punishment very well.
Ko ba le je iya ese re terun.
In Ezekiel chapter 9.
Ezekiel ori kesan.
Ezekiel chapter 9.
Ezekiel ori kesan.
An instruction had been given.
Ati fi ase kan sile.
For destruction.
Fun ipa nirun.
Ezekiel 9.
Ezekiel ori kesan.
I'm reading from verse 4.
O ka lati ese ikerin.
And the Lord said unto him,
Oluwa ti wi fun pe,
go through the midst of the city.
La aarin ilu ja.
Through the midst of Jerusalem.
Ni aarin Jerusalem.
And set a mark.
Si sami.
Upon the forehead of the men.
Si waju awon okunrin.
That sigh, that cry for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof.
Ni kedun ti won si kipe nitori ohun irira ti won se laarin re.
And to the others he said in my hearing,
o ti so fun awon yoku ni eti mi,
go ye after into the city.
Pe etele la ilu lo.
And smite.
E si ma kolu.
Let not your eyes fear.
E ma je ki oju yin dasi.
Neither have ye pity.
Be ni e ma se saanu.
Slay utterly old and young.
E pa arugbo ati omode patapata.
Both maids and little children.
Awon wundia ati omo kekeke.
And women.
Ati obinrin.
But come not near any man upon whom is the mark. And begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. And they began to waste all those who did not have that mark. In Galatians chapter 6 now, verse 17.
Galatians 6:17.
This scripture is something you must memorize. Galatians 6:17.
So, from henceforth,
let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body
the
the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. From these three scriptures, we are going to draw some very serious implications, which will now drive us into the prayers of tonight. One, there is something known as spiritual mark. A mark put upon the spirit man of a person. Two,
Ikeji,
the marks are applied on the spirit man of humans. You may not see them physically. Three,
Iketa,
the marks are invisible to the physical eyes. Four,
Ikeri,
these marks are visible in the spirit realm. They are visible in the spirit realm to God, to angels, to Satan and his demons. Five, these marks may be positive or negative. They may be positive or negative. Six, these marks can be inscribed by God, devils, or men. Seven, these marks may go from the cradle to the grave. Meaning that it can be put on the person from the womb. The person will be born like that with that mark, and may die with it if the person knows not what to do. Eight, a person may carry more than one mark. Nine, a person may carry both positive and negative marks together. Ten, marks may possess positive or negative magnets. The thing is on the person. It's magnetized to him. Magnetized to him. Ten, a mark could be made on a person's activities or properties.
One letter, sorry, is tabi omwe nyenyo.
11, a mark may attract evil arrows.
Ole ma pa awon fa buburu wa.
It will actually guide the evil arrows of the person.
Koda yo ma tono awon fa buburu sodo onitorun.
12,
Ikejila,
spiritual marks are generally on the forehead.
Awon ami temi lopo igba iwaju ori ni won ma nwa.
Or sometimes on the hand.
Abi nigba miran ni owo.
The marks of the Antichrist, for example, will be on the forehead or on the hand.
Fun apere ami asodi Kristi iwaju ori tabi owo ni yo wa.
The head is the symbol of your destiny.
Ori ni ami.
Why the hand is a symbol of your labor, your work.
13.
The mark that each person bears determines what troubles they attract.
Fourteen.
The mark that each person bears determines what troubles they repent. The mark may brand a person for preservation or immunity. Remember that man that somebody threatened to kill, and the knife, he had a revelation. They were inside a friend's place, and the man that wanted to kill him was outside, pointing at a strong man to go and kill the man. The strong man said, no, let us go for somebody else.
He
said, no, but that's the person I want.
He
said, we can't touch these ones. They have the mark of the Almighty upon them. For the same reason, Satan cannot devour everybody. That's why the Bible says, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Meaning, he cannot devour everybody. Some have the mark saying, devour, devour, devour. And some have the mark, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch. So the mark may brand a person for preservation or immunity. The mark may be an ownership mark. An ownership mark. I'm praying for somebody here today. If the devil or his agents or your ignorant parents have put an evil ownership mark upon your head, by the blood of Jesus, I wipe them off now. The mark may secure your destruction. It now makes sense now. It makes sense this day. The ancient song they taught us many, many years ago when we first got born again. The song said, Father, put your living mark upon my life. Father, put your living mark upon my head.
Baba, Sami, yere, simi, lori.
Say, there is death outside.
Ikumbe, lode.
Put your living mark upon me.
Sami, yere, simi, lara.
There is tragedy outside.
Ajalumbe,
put
lode.
Your living mark upon my
Sami,
life.
Yere, simi, lara.
There is danger outside.
Ikumbe, lode.
There is sickness outside.
Ajalumbe, lode.
Father,
Baba,
put your living mark upon
Sami,
my
yere.
Life. Oba mimo samiye similara samiye. Ikumbelo. Arumbelo. It now makes sense
why
they were asking us to be singing that song.
18.
The mark you carry may brand you as a prey.
For
eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. This is a very serious matter. I met a man in London at the age of 42. He had divorced 13 times. At the age of 40, a divorced 13 women.
That's
a mark.
Amen.
I've seen a lady. She has sewn wedding gowns 13 times. The last one she sold, she was in church. And the man was playing lawn tennis somewhere. And somebody said, ah, you're supposed to be getting married today. Said, that foolish girl, leave. I'm praying again. That any mark of bad luck, any mark of poverty, any mark of evil dedication on any life, by the blood of Jesus, I wipe you off now. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold amen. We were in America. And a lady was sharing the testimony with us. There was this man, a serial rapist, raping people and harming them. In the area where the man lived, he raped virtually all the young ladies there. Apart from one. Then, this serial rapist got born again. Got born again in the prison. And he was sharing the testimony. Said there is only one girl that he could not touch.
So
because each time he tried to rush at her, there was always this giant man walking about with her. And this girl, Christian girl, didn't see any giant. But that was a mark of honor. The mark of touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. I'm praying for that woman. I'm praying for that man. Any power that is washing away the mark of God from your head is buried now in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold
amen.
In the school of deliverance, there are about 70 marks that could be found on a person spiritually. Protection. Immunity. Offensive. Hatred. Haven't you had that they say some people have hatred in them? People just hate them for no reason. Demotion. Curses. Spells. Bewitchment. Bad luck. Susceptibility to attacks. Sexual harassment.
ìdojúkọ nínú nípa ìbálòpọ̀.
I've seen a lady in South Africa who had been raped 48 times.
Mo rí ọmọbìnrin kan ní Gúúsù Áfíríkà tó jẹ́ pé ìgbà méjìdínláàádọ́ta ni wọ́n ti fi pápá lò.
It got so bad she now dresses with a mask when she walks about.
Ó wá burú débi pé ń ṣe ló wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbé àgọ̀ bójú bí ẹni pé gún ni nígbà tó bá ń lọ káàkiri.
Assassination.
Ìṣekúpa ni.
Anti-marriage.
Ìṣòdì sígbéyàwó.
These are marks.
Ami ni o.
Wrong accusation.
This person is taken.
You have not done anything wrong.
Oshekakon.
But you will be the one they were accused that you've done it.
Before ni one person kofo she.
Profitless hard work.
Ise asekarade olere.
Vagabonds.
Alarika.
Disgrace.
Esin.
Shame.
Itiju.
Embarrassment.
Idojutini.
Loss.
Adanu.
Backwardness.
Jijeni.
Favor.
Ojurere.
Progress.
It is what you
going about in circles.
Yiyi kiri ninu obiri.
Bad company.
Yiyi nkanpo buburu.
Bad company. I always have
ebe buburu.
Bad friends. Bad friends.
Ebe buburu.
Sexual perversion.
Ayida ayida ninu ibasepo.
Confusion.
Idarudapo.
Suicide.
Gbigbemi ara eni.
Witches, wizards.
Oṣu ataje.
Wastage.
Ifinishofo.
Royalty.
Jíjẹ ọmọ lọ́ba lọ́ba.
Poverty.
Ìṣẹ́.
Holy dedication.
Ìfijì mímọ́.
You see some people in the spirit realm with the sign of the cross on their head.
Nínú ẹ̀mí ẹ ó rí àwọn ẹlòmíràn pẹ̀lú àmì àgbélébù ní orí wọn.
Evil dedication.
Ìfijì búburú.
Avenger.
Olùgbẹ̀san.
Blood.
Ẹjẹ̀.
See blood on some people's heads.
Ẹ rí ẹjẹ̀ lórí àwọn kan.
You know that one has shed blood before.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé eléyìí ti ṣàjẹ̀ sílẹ̀ rí.
Slavery.
Ìfirú.
Infirmity.
Àìlera.
Death and hell.
Ikú àti ipò òkú.
Explosion.
Ìbúrẹ́kẹ́.
Blessing.
Ìbùkún.
Blockage.
Ìdènà.
Punishment.
Ìjẹniyà.
Diminishing returns.
Jíjó àjúrẹ́ yìí.
You put in a lot of things, you don't get anything out of it.
O kó ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ owó ìnára sílẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n kò rí nǹkan kan múbọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Disloyalty.
Àìṣe òtítọ́.
Animal.
Ẹranko.
Vanity.
Àsán.
Regret.
Àbámọ̀.
Prison.
Kúbú.
Hardship.
Ìnira.
Insanity.
Ìfínwín.
Being haunted.
Kí wọ́n máa lépa ènìyàn.
Tragedy.
Jamba.
Cobwebs.
Jankariwo.
Salt.
Ida.
Repulsion.
Ki won ma ti eniyan. Broke.
Exploitation.
Ki won ma yan eniyan je.
Defeat.
Ijakule.
Rejection.
Ikoni sile.
Depression.
Iteba okan.
Blindness or badness.
Ifoju.
Fire.
Ina.
Staleness.
Shisha.
Injury.
Ogbe.
Vein.
Asan.
Death.
Iku.
Outcast.
Kata eniyanu.
Restlessness.
Aibaleara.
Debt.
Gbese jije.
Bitterness.
Ikoro.
Agony.
Irora.
Inconsistency.
Aisedede.
Recklessness.
Aikesara.
Emptiness.
Shishopo.
Being dormant.
Kí ènìyàn wà láìṣe nǹkan kan.
Hopelessness.
Àìnírètí.
Extortion.
Kí wọ́n máa lo ènìyàn ní jìbìtì.
Frustration.
Ìkáríbọnú.
False friends.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ èké.
All these are the marks you see in the spirit.
Gbogbo àwọn eléyìí jẹ́ oríṣiríṣi àmì ta lè rí nínú ẹ̀mí.
How do people obtain evil mark?
Báwo làwọn èèyàn ṣe ń gba àmì búburú?
One.
Èkíní.
By decision.
Nípa ìpinnu ara ẹni.
That is, you decided.
Ìfúnnítọ̀ ń pinnu.
We want to get the mark.
Kó fẹ́ gba àmì náà.
Two.
Ìkejì.
By inheritance.
Nípa àjogúnbá.
Your parents have it and you have it.
Àwọn òbí rẹ ni ó wá ràn dọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
And three.
Ìkẹta.
By carelessness.
Nípa
You didn't have it before, you went to where they put it on you, and they put it on you. One very strong way. And listen to me very carefully. Many may not enjoy or like what I'm going to say now. One very strong way by which people invite troublesome mark upon their lives is by defacing or spoiling the image of God. Defacing or spoiling the image of God. Where if you go to the maternity ward, when you look at a newborn baby, you are looking at the image of God. Newborn baby, when they come out in their innocence like that, no holes in the ear, no holes in the nose, no holes in the belly, pure, naked, pure. You are looking at the image of God. Any willful alteration to that image instantly invites the mark of the enemy. This is why the Bible is against cutting the skin, even for tribal marks. In Leviticus 19:28, it's against cutting the skin for decoration. It's against cutting the skin for incision. It's against making holes in any part of your body. It's against you tattooing your body. All those pictures of serpents and scorpions and flowers and all kinds of things you are writing on your body, you are inviting the mark of Satan. A mother dragged her daughter here about 10 years ago. She had tried to get married 10 times. She was a beautiful lady, but everything just collapsed. Mother dragged her here. And we started praying. And the Lord said, there is a tattoo mark on the bum of this woman. So I asked her, Rabbi, do you have any mark on your bum? She said yes. So what is it? So I wrote Richard there. Richard.
Richard.
Who is Richard?
Sani Richard.
So Richard was my boyfriend many years ago. And we have promised that nothing will separate us, we will marry.
It's
okay, where is Richard now?
Richard Wada.
So in fact, sir, Richard is on the third wife.
Alaga, Richard.
So now that you have inscribed Richard on your bum, what are we going to do now? Sir, I think it can be removed. Here was a lady. She had covenanted her life by a mark of a man she never married. God knows why he made you a black person or a white person. None of us could decide where we are to be born. None of us could decide what sex we are going to be. Any willful attempt to change your complexion or skin color to that of a white man while you are a black is a corruption of God's image.
Iti ba je aworan Olorun ni nipa to ba ti ti fun ara re fe ji awa ara re pada kuro ni alawo dudu to Olorun ta o di alawo funfun.
I've also seen a white woman trying to become black. You instantly invite the mark of the enemy. You thought you are just rubbing a cream to make you lighter. No, you are inviting the mark of the enemy. God was in full senses and he had a reason why he gave you the air of a black man. Any attempt to change it to that of a white man is a corruption of God's image. It invites a back.
Àwòrán Ọlọ́run ni nígbà tó bá gbìyànjú láti yí irú irun bẹ́ẹ̀ padà síta láwọ̀ funfun yóò pe àmì wá bá ọ.
You conclude that the Almighty has made a mistake.
Èyí ni pé o ti pinnu nínú ara rẹ pé ọ̀gá ògo tó jẹ́ ẹlẹ́dàá rẹ ó sì ṣe.
You conclude that God did not give you enough air, so until you buy air from India, from Taiwan, that they took from idol, temple of idol, and put on your head, that you are not well dressed.
O ti wá sọ pé àyàfi tó bá mú irun onírun tí wọ́n mú láti China, tí wọ́n mú láti Taiwan àbí láti India tó tó pọ̀ mọ́ irun tirẹ̀. Iwájú òrìṣà ni wọ́n ti kó o tí pé.
It is an insult to God.
Àríkí ni sí Ọlọ́run.
And then you invite the mark of the enemy.
O sì pe àmì ọ̀tá wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
The fact that your parents were sincerely wrong.
Pé àwọn òbí rẹ tọkàntọkàn ni wọ́n fi ṣe àṣìṣe.
Does not set you free from any bondage they have put on you.
Kò dá ọ ní èdè kúrò nínú ìpèkùn tí wọ́n bá ọ sí o.
This is a serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le ni.
And the safest way to be free from evil mark.
Ọ̀nà tó sì rọrùn jù láti bọ́ lọ́wọ́ àmì búburú.
Is to remain as natural as the Lord in his infinite wisdom created you.
Òun ni láti dúró. Bí Ọlọ́run ti dá ọ pẹ̀lú ọgbọ́n rẹ̀ láì fi nǹkan kan fún.
Many call for troublesome marks upon their lives.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló ń bọwọ́ ara wọn fa àmì ayọ nílẹ́nu sínú ayé wọn.
By putting unnecessary things on.
Nípa lílo àwọn tí wọn ò nílò sára.
Many people have not bothered to study the origin of the things they are putting on.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni ò bìkítà láti farabalẹ̀ wádìí orísun àwọn nǹkan táwọn ń lò sára.
All rings are not rings.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo òrùka náà ni òrùka.
All bangles are not bangles.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo ẹ̀gbà ọwọ́ náà ni ẹ̀gbà ọwọ́.
All chains are not chains.
Gbogbo ẹ̀wọ̀n ọrùn náà kọ́ ni ẹ̀wọ̀n ọrùn.
If God wanted your lips to be red, he would paint it red from your mother's womb.
Bọ́lọ́run bá bẹ́ kéde okùn pani yóò ti jẹ́ kó pọ́n láti inú ikùn ìyá rẹ.
This is one way people have been entering to bondage.
Ara ọ̀nà tí àwọn ènìyàn fi ń wọnú ìdèrè.
And therefore, beloved,
nítorí náà,
the world consists of two groups of people.
Ilé ayé yìí ó jẹ́ ìpele àwọn ènìyàn méjì.
Those with the mark of God.
Àwọn tó ní àmì Ọlọ́run.
Those with the mark of the enemy.
Àti àwọn tó ní àmì ọ̀tá.
The Bible says I will differentiate between those who serve me and those who serve me not.
Ìbẹ̀lẹ̀ wípé èmi yóò mú ìyàtọ̀ wá láàrin àwọn tó ń sìn mí àti àwọn tí kò sìn mí.
Your parents drank all kinds of things when they were pregnant of you.
Nígbà táwọn òbí rẹ ló ń yùn rẹ sínú wọn fún oríṣiríṣi nǹkan.
That puts a permanent mark on you until you remove it.
Eléyìí ó fi àmì sí ọ tí ó wà ńbẹ títí àtìgbà tó bá yọ kúrò.
Today,
lónìí,
we have prayers to pray.
A ní àdúrà láti gbà.
A brother,
arákùnrin kan,
we were going for a business very early in the morning.
Lówùrọ̀ kùtùkùtù wọ́n ń rìn dé oko owó wọn.
6 a.m. they are there.
Àgọ́ mẹ́fà wọ́n á pàdé.
They rush to the wharf area at that time.
Wọ́n á tètè lọ sí etí ibùdókọ̀ nígbà yẹn.
To work as a team.
Láti ṣiṣẹ́ lápapọ̀.
And they come back.
Wọ́n á sì padà wá.
One morning,
lówùrọ̀ ọjọ́ kan,
this brother got to where they normally gathered at 6 a.m.
Arákùnrin bá dé ibi tí wọ́n máa ti ń pàdé láago mẹ́fà àárọ̀.
He didn't see anybody.
Kò sì rẹ́nì kan.
Next day,
ó tún di ọjọ́ kejì.
Got there 5:30 a.m.
ó dé bẹ́ẹ̀ láago márùn-ún àbọ̀.
Didn't see anybody.
Kò rẹ́nì kankan.
He got there 5 a.m. one day.
Lọ́jọ́ kan ó dé bẹ́ẹ̀ láago márùn-ún.
And he saw them going away.
Ó sì rí wọn pé wọ́n ṣe ń lọ.
O
ni
why do you guys not wait for me? Why are you gathering at 5 when we are supposed to meet at 6?
E ti se te duro de mi kilo de to je pe ago marun le wa lo ngba to je pe ago mefa lade hun wa.
The black people in the team were they could not talk.
Awon alawo dudu to wa nnu iko won won soro.
Was one European amongst them.
Oyinbo kan to wa laarin won.
Say we have noticed. that any time you go with us, there is bad luck. So the day we don't go with you, we do well. As a mark upon that brother. Today,
Loni,
you need to surrender your life to Jesus.
Only lo lati paye re fun Jesus.
Today,
Loni,
you need to repent from every known sin.
Only lo lati roruku adanu gogo ese to mo.
Today,
Loni,
you need to invoke the power in the blood of Jesus.
Only lati pe agbara to nbe nu eje Jesus
to wipe away any evil mark.
Lati pa gogo ami buburu re
to wipe away any mark that wants to embarrass and disgrace you.
Lati pa gogo ami to fe fi ose si abi to fe doju ti o.
Wipe away those marks giving evil dreams to you.
Lati pa awon ami to nje ki alabuburu o wa ba
to wipe away the mark that is making you to masturbate and to watch pornography.
Lati pa ami buburu to nje ko ma fowo dara re lara ya ati ko ma wo aworan onihowo
to wash away the mark.
Lati for danu
that the enemy is using to harass your life.
Ami ti o ta nlo yo aye re lenu.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wi pe
in the day that I cry,
lojo ti emi ba ti gbe,
shall my enemies come back.
Lojo na ni awon ta mi yo pe ida.
This I know,
eyi ni emi mo,
for God is with me.
Nitori Olorun wa.
The greatest hindrance to complete deliverance,
the word of God you lost it, do you let me pay?
Is the believer's unwillingness to surrender every area of his or her life to the Lord.
Oni igba ti oni gbagbo o ba se ton lati fi gbogbo agbegbe aye re sile fun Oluwa.
The Lord told the Israelites,
Oluwa gba mo omo Israeli,
put a mark
esa mi
of the blood
here
on your doorpost.
Sorry, aterigba ile yi
doorpost,
aterigba ile won,
put the mark there
esa mi ti be.
So the angel of destruction,
angel akaniru,
is not interested,
ko ni fesi,
in who is inside that building.
Eni to lati mo en to wa nu ile na,
his interest is that mark.
Ohun to kan ni ami yen.
Once there is no mark there,
ti ami o ba ti sin be,
the angel of destruction goes there to kill.
Angel akaniru yo wo be lati pa.
If you are an Israelite,
o ba je omo Israeli,
and you go to greet your friend an Egyptian,
to si lo ki ore re to je omo Egypt,
and they had no mark on
them, that was the same si aterigba ile won.
That's problem.
So
the issue of marks is very deep.
Nitori na oro ami nkan to jile ni.
I'm praying for somebody
else.
Those powers that have put an evil mark on your business place, the marks are backfire in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet now. In case you are here tonight and you are not born again, you've not just surrendered the right to Jesus. I'm not asking whether you go to church, but this, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, raise up your right hand.
No,
and so what I'm going to say after me. So Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You said that short prayer with me. Please, immediately we close, don't rush home. Just come to the front here and speak to our evangelism. Thank you,
Jesus.
Stretch your right hand forward.
No, owo otun re ti waju,
like the hand of somebody who wants to receive something in your palm.
Bi eni to fe te owo gba kankan si atele owo re.
I want to pray now.
O fe gbadura bayi.
Let your amen roar like thunder as I pray.
Je ki ami re o san bi arabi wo ti.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We stretch our hands to you.
I know what I see you.
Father,
Baba,
that coal of fire,
I say no, ni,
that you ask the angel to put on the tongue of Isaiah. Let the angel place it on our palm now. Let the blood of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost,
be deposited into our palm now in the name of Jesus. Everywhere these hands are touched, let the mark of darkness thereof disappear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
I'm going to count seven. You will smite your forehead and do it very well. Even if you are developing headache, don't worry. If you are in this service, some time ago they cut away your hair. You didn't know where it went. Or they stole your scarf or your headgear or your hat. Do it aggressively. Get yourself ready. It is that hand you stretch forward you should use. The forehead.
One.
See what is happening in the gallery over there. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. See what's happening. Now, begin to rub your forehead with that palm. Rub it. That head is on fire. Thank you, Jesus. Retain the hand on the forehead. And it's important in that in these three prayers, don't let anybody's voice louder than yours. Mark of darkness! My head is not your candidate.
Holy religion.
Clear away! In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Then.
Open your mouth, We are here for serious business. We are not here to joke. Jesus, then we pray.
Lord, Jesus,
let's see what is happening now. I want you to be more aggressive. Shout is loud.
Give me, you know,
inherited evil mark. In the name of
Jesus.
In a voice as loud as fire, make this proclamation.
kígbe ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
From henceforth,
let it be lo.
Let no man trouble me.
Kí ẹnikẹ́ni ó má ṣe yọ mí lẹ́nu.
For I bear in my body.
Nítorí mò ń rù ní ara mi.
The mark of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Àmì Jésù Kristo.
From henceforth,
let it be lo.
Let no man trouble me.
Kí ẹnikẹ́ni má ṣe yọ mí
lẹ́nu. For I bear in my body.
Nítorí mò ń rù.
The mark of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Àmì Jésù Kristo.
From henceforth,
let it be lo.
Let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe you know it now. Seven hot times. Number one, let go. Number two. Number three. Number four. Masekatane keya boshandaraba. Rima opotelaka. Number four. Number six. Number seven. Elad
amen.
Aha.
Then.
Silence now.
Idakero wa bai.
Silence.
Idakero lo wa.
Surgery is taking place.
Ishi abe on shele.
Things have been wiped off.
Onpa awon kan re.
In the head.
Ni ori.
In the chest.
Ni aya.
In the legs.
Ninu ese.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
Then.
Yes, he's gone back to the sender.
Then you can deliver on turn.
Thank you, Jesus.
Still, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Stretch your right hand towards this place again, beloved.
No,
your
what,
eyes
no,
closed.
You are your papa, you go to you, right?
Father, let your anointing for healing.
Baba Jackie, for all your
anointing for complete deliverance.
If for all your quit,
fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, this is
trying
to smite it 21 times.
Shouting,
blood of Jesus. Let's go. Do it well. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Check your body now.
Yeah.
Begin to do what you could not do before. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your manna water now. Father, we thank you for this water.
Baba,
let your power, your glory, your mightiness, your anointing flow into this water in the name of
Jesus.
Let this water become the water of healing, the water of deliverance, the water of resurrection power.
the water of breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, you water, carry the fire of God. Carry the power of God. Carry the fire. Carry the power. 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 In the name of Jesus. As you drink this water, and as you apply it to your body, every mark of darkness shall be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord blessings of Zion. Make his presence shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. You will go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah.